Welcome to the BC Book Review. We are so glad that you have tuned in. The authors that we are featuring today are Priscilla Shire, author of Fervent, A Woman's Battle Plan to Serious, Specific, and Strategic Prayer, Rayford E. Malone, author of The Joy of Being Stuck on Pause, and Michelle Stimson and Cassandra McLaughlin, authors of A New Beginning. The purpose of this show is to highlight wholesome Christian books, promote them to our audience, encourage you to buy these books for yourself and for others, and most importantly, to see people come to Christ and lives change for the glory of God. First up today is Priscilla Shire, author of Fervent, A Woman's Battle Plan to Serious, Specific, and Strategic Prayer. Here's a little information about Priscilla Shire. Priscilla Shire is a Bible teacher and conference speaker with a master's degree in biblical studies from Dallas Theological Seminary. Also a popular author, her books include the New York Times bestseller The Resolution for Women, One in a Million, and Life Interrupted. Priscilla is married to Jerry, with whom she founded Going Beyond Ministries. They have three sons and live in Dallas, Texas. Now here's a short description of the book, Fervent. You have an enemy, and he's dead set on destroying all you hold dear and keeping you from experiencing abundant life in Christ. What's more, his approach is disrupting your life and discrediting your faith isn't general or generic, not a one-size-fits-all. It's specific, personalized, and targeted. So this book is your chance to strike back, with prayer, with a weapon that really works. Each chapter will guide you in crafting prayer strategies that hit the enemy where it hurts, letting him know you're on to him and that you won't back down. Because with every new strategy you build, you're turning the fiercest battles of life into precise strikes against him and his handiwork, each one infused with the power of God's Spirit. New York Times best-selling author Priscilla Shire, widely known for her international speaking, teaching, and writing ministries, brings her new role from the 2015 film War Room into the real lives of today's women, addressing the topics that affect them most, renewing their passion, refocusing their identity, negotiating family strife, dealing with relentless regrets, navigating impossible schedules, succeeding against temptation, weathering their worst fears, uprooting bitterness, and more. Each chapter exposes the enemy's cruel, crafty intentions on all kinds of these areas, then equips and encourages you to write out your own personalized prayer strategies on tear-out sheets that you can post and pray over yourself and your loved ones on a regular basis. Fervent is a hands-on, knees-down, don't-give-up action guide to practical, purposeful praying. Now here's a brief review of the book, Fervent. It is no secret for the Christian that the devil seeks to destroy and devour. Believers do not fight against flesh and blood, but against the evil spirits that ultimately come from our primary enemy in this life. The Bible also says the weapons believers fight with are not carnal, but are mighty through God. One of those weapons is prayer. In this timely and very much needed book, Priscilla Shire offers a guide by which women can take up the mantle of prayer, use it to its fullest, and begin to see miracles happen and power invade their lives and their families. The book focuses on 10 different areas of life: passion, focus, identity, family, the past, fears, purity, pressures, hurts, and relationships. Shire shows that prayer is real warfare and gives Christian women the necessary tools to fight with the power of God, with anticipation that God hears and will answer in the most amazing ways. We highly recommend this book. Visit Priscilla Shire online at www.goingbeyond.com. Fervent, A Woman's Battle Plan to Serious, Specific, and Strategic Prayer is published by B&H Books. Be sure to get your copy from your local bookstore or from any online retailer such as Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. Now here's a song titled Only Call on Jesus by Karen Clark Sheard.
I'm leaning on his everlasting arm. I have a testimony about Jesus. tell you that I'm lean and I'm trusting him. I'll sit and I'll wait. The Lord, he's right there for me. Never too late. Oh, when it feels like I'm level to the ground, he lifts me right up, all my blessings come down. That's why I call him
Jesus. He carries me through my worst storm. I'm in the storm. Jesus,
cool.
I'm leaning on his everlasting arm. I have a testimony about Jesus.
Gotta tell somebody. I can fall on my knees and I pray. The Lord turned my midnight to a brighter day.
New day.
Oh, it's a blessed assurance in you when I call. Wonderful counselor, my all and all.
Yeah, yeah.
Next up today is Rayford E. Malone, author of The Joy of Being Stuck on Pause. Here's a little information about Rayford E. Malone. Ministerial and leadership visionary Dr. Rayford E. Malone has been shaping and rebuilding churches for almost two decades. His pastoral roots began in the Butler community outside of Fairfield, Texas, with a small 15-member congregation. Currently, Dr. Malone serves as senior pastor at the historic Greater Beulah Baptist Church, located in southeast Alabama, where they are seeking to build the people who shape the world. Due to his unorthodox style and his attempts to engage the millennial generation, it has caused a new thing in the body of Christ as he seeks to incorporate every generation into the worship styles inside and outside the four walls of the church. Throughout the years, Dr. Malone has sought to inspire the church to reach its maximum potential in Christ as it seeks to equip, train, and send out new spiritual leaders with a fresh mindset as they find their purpose and direction in life. In his spare time, he has written several books. The first published book was a co-authored work entitled Boys to Men, A Guide for African American Boys. His subsequent published works include Position for Purpose, On the Outside Looking In, How Pain Leads to Purpose, and Everybody Can't Climb This Mountain. His remaining book, The Joshua Dilemma, is set to be released in 2016. Now here's a short description of the book, The Joy of Being Stuck on Pause. The joy of being stuck on pause is about dealing with the times when God says no, wait, or when He's silent. This book teaches us how to approach God and how to correctly get past belief structures that limit us from seeing, praising, and ultimately receiving from God. Now here's a brief review of the book, The Joy of Being Stuck on Pause. For both Christians and non-Christians, waiting can be one of the hardest things to do in life. Waiting on God, in particular, can push one's faith to the limit, causing one to attempt to do things in one's own power and strength. Not waiting and not trusting often stunts spiritual growth and hinders blessings from being obtained. It can also limit one's view of the purposes and plans God has set forth. In The Joy of Being Stuck on Pause, Pastor Rayford Malone shows readers how to handle times when one is waiting on God and how to accept His answers with a positive attitude. We highly recommend this book. Visit Rayford Malone online at www.rayfordemalone.com. The Joy of Being Stuck on Pause is published by St. Paul Press. Be sure to get your copy from your local bookstore or from any online retailer such as Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. Now here's a song titled, That Was Then, This Is Now by Josh Wilson. Next up today is Michelle Stimson and Cassandra McLaughlin, authors of A New Beginning. Here's a little information about Michelle Stimson and Cassandra McLaughlin. Michelle Stimson is the national best-selling author of more than 30 books and 50 short stories. Cassandra McLaughlin is a radio show host in the Dallas, Texas area, and A New Beginning is her debut novel. Now here's a short description of the book, A New Beginning. Sometimes love doesn't work out the first time around, or the second. Now in her third marriage, Angelia is hoping for her happily ever after with former pro football player Darren Holley. But soon after they move into their sprawling mini mansion, Darren's new job as a high school football coach in a trophy-hungry Texas town consumes him, leaving Angelia feeling like a single mother to her two children, as well as Darren's twin diva daughters. Not to mention the drama from Darren's mother, who can't get over the fact that her son has married a woman with so much baggage. When Angelia confides in a few ladies from the local church, their nice, sweet, holy wife advice may prove ineffective and too burdensome. Should Angelia cut her losses and get out before the ink settles on their marriage certificate? Or will she finally learn the true meaning of marriage as she and Darren attempt to blend two very different backgrounds in the face of adversity and nosy church folk? A New Beginning is the first book in the Blended Blessings series by newcomer Cassandra McLaughlin and best-selling author Michelle Stimson. Now here's a brief review of the book, A New Beginning. In A New Beginning, Angelia gets married for the third time. Blending her family with her new husband's family proves to be a bit more than a challenge. Juggling the new work schedules and different backgrounds, maybe the third time will be the charm. Michelle Stimson and Cassandra McLaughlin offer a powerful lesson on trusting God and dealing with blended families. The book is at times thought-provoking and always real, with an undertone of grace and love. We highly recommend this book. Visit Michelle Stimson online at www.michellestimson.com. A New Beginning is published by CreateSpace. Be sure to get your copy from your local bookstore or from any online retailer such as Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. All of these books can be found online at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. Support these authors by buying their books, recommending their books to your friends, or by sending them a note of encouragement as they continue to fulfill the command in Habakkuk 2:2, which states, "Write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it." And remember, for those who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior yet, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you want to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, please believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose by the power of God for you. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today, and he will. For the saints, keep looking up, for your redemption draweth nigh. This radio broadcast is brought to you by our sponsors, BlackChristianBookPromo.com and BlackCBC.com. Thanks for tuning in. Join us here, same time, same place, for the next BC Book Review broadcast. May God bless you as you serve him this week. Let's roll out with a song titled, "Till the Day I Die" by Toby Mac. God bless.
I keep swinging for the fences. It's like this heart is defenseless against a passion that's pumping through my veins. Blood, sweat, tears, it's a calling. And if I can't walk, then I'm crawling. It might flicker, but they can't kill the flame. Every day. So in the middle of the madness, they can
can stretch me out like canvas, but I ain't ever gonna fit in their frame.
Till I die and they put me in the coffin. Yeah. Don't matter if I'm on the road or if I'm recording. Tell me what you think about me, that really ain't important. You know I'm a representative, I ain't playing, can't afford it. I only got one life, I'ma get it though. And this is not an act, not a movie, not a TV show. I don't know what quit me, I don't never take it slow. You know I'm on the ground, me and Toby in the studio. Go for the king, what you know about that? Say you going harder,
I doubt that.
You say you doing work, but you asking where the couch at. How you doing work when you asking where the couch at? God is not a crutch, you can use them when you wanna. You only look to heaven when you going through some drama. And when they going through some problems, and that's the only time you call them. I guess I don't understand that life. Wonder why, 'cause